Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
広島大学イングリッシュポッドキャスト異文化ディスカッションへようこそ。この番組異文化ディスカッションでは、広島大学に学ぶ留学生をゲストに招き、東広島での学生生活や身近な話題について英語で話してもらいます。リランと謙信を迎えてのトークの最終回をお届けします。今回の話題は中国とアメリカおすすめ観光スポットベスト3。今回もズームによるリモート収録でお届けします。聞き手は広島大学のジョー・ラウアーさんです。それではごゆっくりどうぞ。
Hi everyone, thanks for coming to our cross culture talk today, and we're again very happy to greet our twospeakers, Lilan from China.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lilan.
And Kenshin from Japan, but representing the United States.
Hi, everyone.
And today, of course, we're talking about tourist spots in China and the United States. And before we talk about those tourist spots, let's talk about some of your favorite tourist spots in Japan. For example, Kenshin, what tourist places do you like in Japan?
Well, I really like, the ocean or the island. So, I went to Ishigaki Island in Okinawa, which was really, really fun for me. And I really enjoyed the nature as well as the traditions or the, you know, people were nice there. Also, I like theme parks. So I love Universal Studio of Japan.It was really fun to have attraction and also food was really unique. I don't guarantee the taste, but the appearance was really unique. Yes.
Good, good. And Lilan, what places do you like in Japan?
Because I'm from the kind of south or middle of China, so there is not so much snow and also not so much like ocean. So in Japan, I really want to go to Hokkaido and Okinawa, these two places. So I have been to Hokkaido, you know, the white snow, and it's really romantic. I really suggest you should go with your girlfriend or boyfriend. Very romantic there. But Okinawa, I still didn't get the chance to go there. So next place, I think I will go to Okinawa. I heard that the people in Okinawa, they are very open. They even have a very romantic way of saying Okinawa people by themselves, like Uchinanju or something like that. I think, wow, this is a really romantic culture there. So the next place will be Okinawa. Yeah.
Okay, very good, very good.Okay, so today we're talking about famous tourist spots or some of Kenshin and Lilan's favorite tourist spots in China and the United States. And we're going to do this kind of as a countdown from their third favorite spot and at the very end, their favorite spot. And first, let's begin at number three, okay? How about, Lilan, how about your third favorite tourist spot for you in China?
Okay, so why I number this at the third place? Maybe because I have been there. So this place is Shanghai, Huangpu River. Maybe you know that the night view is very, really, very good. So Shanghai is, as you all know, one of the modern cities in China. So if you want to know how developed Shanghai or China is, I think the best place to go is Huangpu River. And the two banks of the Huangpu River contain the essence of Shanghai's cityscape. You know, the place named Lujiazui is the most prosperous area in Shanghai. So as long as you go there, you will know, wow, this is really a modern city. So this is a good place to go to explore China. One of the good places, I think. Yep.
Right, the river in Shanghai. Even I have been there, actually. Yes, I went there one time and walked around
place,
and
right?
saw
yeah,
the
yeah,
people
yeah.
in the shops. It's interesting, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, how about Kenshin, your third favorite place in America?
Sure. My third favorite place is Manhattan, New York. I think many of you know. But I ranked this place as third favorite places because it's kind of very famous already, and which is not really fresh or new for you guys. And however, this place is really nice because it's the center of fashion and trends and technologies, and very urban society, I think, compared to Tokyo, even much urban society. And you can enjoy a lot of things there. If you are a fan of art, we have a famous museum there. And also, if you are a fan of musicals, we have musical shows. And I watched the Frozen in the musical show facilities, and it was really
right,
really
fun. Broadway, right?
Yes, Broadway. Yeah, that's what I was wanting.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Actually, I have not been to New York. I've been to almost every place in America, but not New York. Somehow, I got to go there too. Okay, let's go on to number two, Lilan. What's your second favorite in China?
Okay, the second place in China will be Lijiang.
Okay.
It's called Lijiang, and it's an old town. So, you know, in China, we have a lot of minorities. So, the architectural style of Lijiang houses contains many of the China's ethnic minorities, you know.
Wait, where is Lijiang again?
Lijiang is from Yunnan province.
Okay, so that's in the south?
South.
Okay,
yeah.
Southwest? Yeah.
Southwest.
Okay.
Wow, yeah. You know it very well, seems like.
I study Chinese too.
Wow, that's yeah, very
no,
good. It's,
but I'm not so good. Okay, continue.
Okay, so
right,
Lijiang. So one of the features of the houses there, so there are a lot of levers and also bridges. I am more like nature people, you know. I don't like big cities. I like this kind of more nature places. So this is the place I really want to go next time. And if you want to know more about the culture of the minorities of China, I think Lijiang is a really, really good place to go. I really recommend you guys to go there.
Yes. Actually, I went to near there, I think. I went to a place called Guizhou. In Japanese, it's called Kishu. And they have a lot of ethnic minorities there too, right? So it's
nearby. Yes.
Right, very good. Okay, how about your second favorite place, Kenshin?
My second favorite place is Florida Disney World.
Wow.
Actually, I have been there with my girlfriend when
wow.
I was in Florida. Yes, it was really romantic time with spending with my girlfriend. The scale was amazing. It was really huge. And, you know, I was thinking, where should I start? You know, it was really interesting. And we have several theme parks. And one of them is called Epcot, which is the park composed with spots from different cultures. So we have Japanese section, also we have a Mexican section and other sections also. And you can enjoy several different cultures even in one theme park. And then you can enjoy food, also the traditions. There are some Mexican people playing the, you know, interesting songs and the music. It was really fun. And so, yes, I really recommend going to Epcot if you have time to go to Disney World.
Right. It's good that you mentioned Epcot because everybody knows about Disney World, but I think Disney World is kind of for children. But the Epcot Center is more for college students because there are lots of different cultural things. Epcot Center is very interesting for a little older people, not just children, right? Very good. Okay, finally, we've gotten to the best, their favorite places. And number one here for China, Lilan's favorite place is
the Great Wall.
The Great Wall of China.
Yeah. I'm sure everyone knows about it. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really related to Chinese history. If you want to know more, it's really a good place to go. So it's established by 秦始皇, I don't know how to say this in English, but 秦始皇. So to defend his country from the enemies, he established this great wall. And later, other emperors also contributed to build this great wall. So it exists for more than 2,000 years, actually. And after 5 years of investigation, the state administration of culture heritage announced in 2012 that the Great Wall is about 21,200 kilometers long now. So it's really very, very long. And you can feel the history there, a very good place to go. But unfortunately, I have never been there. It's quite far away from my hometown. So definitely I will go one day in the future.
That's right. I want to go there too, because I really like history and China, and I'm sure that seeing it in person is much more impressive than seeing it on TV. We all see it on TV, but if you see it actually, it feels so different, really.
Yeah.
Okay, and Kenshin, your favorite place in America, dun-da-da-dun.
That is Grand Canyon.
Wow, the Grand Canyon, right.
Actually, I went there when I was in mom's tummy. Yes, so I didn't experience anything, but I enjoyed time in her womb. And actually, my parents' honeymoon destination was Grand Canyon, and they really enjoyed the time, but they didn't realize that I was there. And yes, exactly. So my mom, she didn't care about me. She enjoyed, you know, climbing up, or she enjoyed spending time in the water, or, you know, water, river.
Right, Colorado River.
Yes. They really enjoyed without caring about me. So I was about to die, actually. Yes. Yes. From the story from my parents, it looks really interesting and, you know, full of adventure. So this is my dream to get there and to see wonderful scenery and nature.
Right. Actually, I went to the Grand Canyon a few years ago. I went camping there for a few days. Everyone, if you go to the Grand Canyon, try to go the north side. It's called the North Rim. There's good forests there. You can camp and see the Grand Canyon. Okay, unfortunately, we have no more time, but thank you again very much, Lilan and Kenshin. We really want to go to China and the United States, but this year with the corona, of course, we probably cannot go. But all of you out there, listeners, you can almost definitely go next year. Yes, you can go. So try to make some plans now. And if you make the plans now to go next spring, for example, next year in the springtime, this year, your English will improve if you had that short-term goal to go abroad. Okay, thank you again, Lilan and Kenshin. And everyone, we'll see you next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Bye, take care.
Bye.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
いかがでしたか?中国とアメリカのよく知られた観光スポットがたくさん登場しました。今回登場した中では、世界遺産を有する麗江、そして万里の長城と、中国は歴史好きにはたまらない見どころが多いですね。アメリカにも長い歳月を経て培われたグランドキャニオンの壮大な風景があります。しかし一方で、上海やマンハッタンのような巨大都市も二つの国の見どころですね。リランとケンシンのお話、皆さんはどのようにお感じになったでしょうか。それではごきげんよう。